Hello, friends. Good to have you with us. This is a wee bit different today. I acknowledge that. Maybe something for some of the younger folks or people like me who maybe haven't grown up all that well over the years and a wee bit nostalgic. Two skateboards here that sit up high on a shelf here in the study, and a wee bit of a story behind them. And I'm just going to relate that to you now. This will not mean anything to anybody. Probably, maybe somebody will, but I don't think most of you'll get this. But this is, or these are, reissued skateboards of a board that was released in 1988 by a company called Pyle Peralta, who were based in California. And the name on the board, Vallely, he was an American skateboarder from New York City, Mike Vallely. And whenever I was a wee boy, in primary school, my best friend and I, from about P6, P5, definitely P6, and definitely P7, 9, 10, 11, around that age, we were obsessed with skateboards. Absolutely. It was all we talked about. It was all that I did when I come home from school, up and down the driveway, up and down the street at the front of the house. Absolutely loved it. Not very good at it, mind you, but loved it. Haven't really grown up that much from those days, but my birthday is in June and his birthday was about 5 days after mine. And I can remember there's a shop in Lisburn, there's one in Belfast as well, but there's a shop in Lisburn called Leisure World, and they had a great selection of skateboards away back then in 1988-89. This board had just come out. He had ordered one and it was a Friday. Mum was going to pick it up and he's going to get it for his birthday. And I can remember that day at school, all day from 9 o'clock in the morning, all day, that's all he talked about. I'm going home, I'm getting my new skateboard. And the day for him just seemed to drag and drag and drag. And I remember, this sounds maybe quite philosophical, but I remember saying to him then, you know, just remind yourself, when you think time's going slow now and school's never going, this day's never going to end, it's going to go by and you'll look back on it and think, why did I think the time had stopped? Look at it like this is going to end. You're going to get through this and you'll get home and you'll get your skateboard. And that's obviously what happened. It came to pass. He went home, got this board. And I have to confess, I was really, really jealous because I just thought it was wonderful. But time does go by so quickly. We sat and it just seems like yesterday. It's 1989. Long time ago, and it just seems like yesterday we were having this conversation, sitting at the back of a classroom. He said, time's dragging here, this day's not going in, and me saying to him, listen, it'll go by soon enough, and you'll look back and think, that's gone, it's done and dusted, and why was I so impatient? And think of all the years that have gone by since that, it's quite remarkable. But I lived in Australia for a couple of years, and I was in a shop in Adelaide, and they sold skateboards and surfboards and shoes and sports equipment and different things. And was buying something, I think it was a pair of shoes, and the guy behind the counter said, have you ever heard of Mike Vallely? And I'm like, ears pricked up, yes, I have, you know, because my friend 20 years before that had got the skateboard. He says, he's coming to the store today. So got to meet the guy who had reissued this board, had a chat with him. Remember trying to give him some gospel tracts. He wasn't too pleased about that. And then a few years later, after that, we were on honeymoon in Canada. And I didn't know it at the time, but the board from 1988 had been reissued in 2006. So on our honeymoon, big child and me came home with this skateboard. Thought it was like a dog with two tails. And then they reissued it again a couple of years ago after that. So that's why the green one. There's a couple of slight differences, worth a wee bit of money, but I'm not going to sell them. But obviously, it's an elephant on the bottom. And I don't know how accurate it is, but we're told that elephants never forget. And we're prone to forget. We're prone to forget the blessings that we receive in life. We're prone to forget friendships. We're prone to forget people in need. We're prone to forget promises that we make. We're prone, most of all, to forget our God. The Bible says, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. And we should be like the elephant who never forgets. And God never forgets his people. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He will never forget us. But the amazing thing about the Almighty God is he has the ability to forget. He has the ability to forget our sins and our iniquities. He says whenever we confess our sins and we're washed in the blood of Christ and we trust Christ as our Saviour and we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins, 1 John 1:9, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But he also says, your sins and your iniquities will I remember no more. So as I look at these and in the study, I think about the passing of time. I think about old friendships. I think maybe about meeting somebody that you had a different view of and you met them in real life. It wasn't just the same. But also think God never forgets. And let's endeavour to remember what Christ has done for us and to remember our vows and to remember what God requires of us. And let's go through with God in these days. Thank you for listening. God bless you, folks, and see you next time.